Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's the 2 o'clock news bomb, and we're going to start out in Ukraine. President Trump, when he was campaigning for president last year, promised to bring a swift end to the war in Ukraine. And as many predicted, part of his plan is for Ukraine to just give up and stop fighting.
At the UN Security Council Thursday,
Ukraine has officially received from the American side a draft plan.
Ukraine's Deputy Ambassador Kristina Hayovishin.
We agree to work on the plan's provisions in a way that would bring about a just end of the war.
The AP has obtained a copy of President Trump's 28-point draft proposal, and it appears decidedly favorable to Russia. Moscow would hold the entire eastern Donbass region, even though approximately 14% still remains in Ukrainian hands. Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. But for Kyiv,
while Ukraine stands ready to engage in meaningful negotiations to end this war, including at the leaders' level, our red lines are clear and unwavering.
It may prove untenable.
There will never be any recognition, formal or otherwise, of Ukrainian territory temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation as Russian.
Handing over territory to Russia would be illegal under Ukraine's constitution.
Our land is not for sale.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
God, I hate being right about stuff like this. I called this last year, y'all. I called it. Last year during the election, I said there's definitely a path forward where Trump ends this war by just letting Russia win. Trump's big peace plan is to just let Putin keep the land that he's got. I don't think they're going to give him a Nobel Peace Prize for that. Trump says that future Russian attacks would be considered a threat to transatlantic security, but it doesn't require the U.S. or Europe to actually respond.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So it's basically the same policy that New Orleans has towards potholes. The president is absolutely wetting the carpet in the Oval Office after a group of Democrats dared to put out a video message reminding military service members that they're not allowed to break the law.
President Trump is ripping six Democrat lawmakers for their video message to troops. All six are either military or intelligence community veterans. Their message: uphold the Constitution.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
On social media, the president says they're traitors whose seditious behavior is punishable by death. Here at the White House, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says he does not actually mean they should be killed, but rather held accountable for encouraging troops to defy the chain of command.
It can lead to people getting killed.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president's own words may do just that.
Some of his supporters may very well listen. He is lighting a match in a country soaked with political gasoline.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I don't really care for Chuck Schumer, but he's not wrong. Trump's been dumping gasoline on the country for years. Lighting the match is just his favorite part. Of course, MAGA Mike Johnson and all the usual suspects are defending these comments because they have forgotten how to do anything else. It's pathetic. The White House says the president loves the Constitution. Yeah. Trump loves the Constitution the way toddlers love picture books. He knows it's supposed to be important, but he's definitely not reading it. One of those Democratic lawmakers that Trump thinks needs to be murdered is Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania. She expects better of her Republican colleagues than to let all this stuff slide.
This is not normal. This is not normal political discourse. Indeed, it is, in fact, a explicit embrace of political violence against the opposition. Not a single member has reached out to me, either publicly or privately. And with this, I am profoundly disappointed in my colleagues. As a member who has spent my entire career calling for civility and decency and building relationships with the other side of the aisle, I'm dumbfounded by the silence.
These comments from the president are outrageous and dangerous and disgusting, and they're also a distraction from the fact that Trump is, by all appearances and evidence, a probable co-conspirator in Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes. Sorry, not sorry. This wasn't just a random outburst, y'all. This is a strategy. He is playing us. Whenever he yanks the media by the chain with comments like this, look at what he's saying today and consider what happened yesterday that he's trying to cover up. And remember to pay attention to that instead. If you're wondering what life might be like in New Orleans over the next few months when ICE agents come through for Operation Swamp Sweep, just look what's happened in other cities like Charlotte, North Carolina, and Chicago, where, yes, agents are arresting illegal immigrants, but legal immigrants and even U.S.-born citizens are catching collateral damage.
Since early September, Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago has resulted in more than 3,300 arrests. In addition to people who are in the country illegally, U.S. citizens have also been affected. Residents are capturing those scenes on their cell phones. Jose Aguilar captured video showing a teenager being slammed to the ground outside a Walgreens on Chicago's east side.
When I got to the neighborhood, everybody was just driving, beeping, basically warning people.
The teenager was reportedly held for hours. Eventually, he was released. On the north side of the city, Skip Yates was in his Lakeview home when he heard screams as tear gas wafted down a street lined with multi-million dollar homes. When Yates went to investigate from his doorway.
Yeah.
Do not go outside.
I'm back inside.
Agents were targeting a crew replacing windows on a neighbor's house.
I'm still shaking. I'm still not scared. I'm outraged.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
ICE agents are jumping out of unmarked vehicles and tackling random people on the street. At this point, ICE is kind of operating like the worst college improv comedy troupe ever. They're just yelling, freeze, and hoping someone claps for them. Even if you're wealthy, even if you live in a safe neighborhood, even if you don't hire Latinos to do your landscaping or watch your kids or fix your roof, ICE agents will not hesitate to tear gas your block if they think they can make one more arrest. Remember, they have a quota because somebody has to feed Stephen Miller's bloodlust. This is not the America pictured on the menu, y'all. Somebody in the kitchen back there is cooking from the wrong recipe. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to Wells. I bet that's Wells in Morgan City. I like you, Wells. Let's talk. And Jimmy and whoever else is on hold, hang out there. We'll get to you as quickly as I can. If you want to get in on this conversation, give me a call. Shoot me a text on the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Scoot will be back on Monday. I'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.